In a development that should come as a shock to exactly nobody, the idea of peacefully separating or detaching from the Washington, D.C. managed Orwellian freak show that is the federal government is picking up steam across the country and fast. With the last year's worth of government lunacy and massively destructive power tripping on display, especially in more leftist states and with D.C. having just been formally taken over by blatant Marxists, it should come as no surprise that the thought of saying check please and getting off the Titanic while there's still a lifeboat to be had is becoming more and more appealing. Leading this charge, to nobody's surprise, is Texas, where there's a serious move to get secession on the ballot. Before I dive into one of the articles covering this interesting development, a quick reminder to like this video and subscribe to the channel if you appreciate videos and perspectives like this. Okay, now on to a post made at Insider.com on Tuesday entitled, "A Texas Lawmaker Wants Secession on the Ballot. His supporters say they're dead serious." The article, as you can imagine, tries its best to paint the move in a negative light, but the same old tired gimmicks, propaganda, and spin don't seem to be working these days. Wonder why? I'll put a link to the article below in the notes so you can check it out for yourself, and I do recommend reading the whole thing top to bottom so you can get the full context of the way the concept is being presented and the way it's being spun. But the main thing I'd encourage you to be thinking about on this subject of separating, why would a state or a region or people who are currently a part of this obviously dysfunctional, destructive, larger thing, this DC-controlled thing, why would it not be inherently reasonable for them to at least consider, just have a discussion, think about, maybe make a list, you know, pros and cons, benefits and liabilities, that sort of thing. Like, just the thought of weighing the benefits, weighing the value of remaining attached to Washington, D.C. as we are now. That idea, I think, is something that's becoming more and more at least touchable to people, thinkable. Because the big thing, the great barrier to this whole subject is even the word secession. And that's an unfortunate term to be using because in an American context, of course, that's attached to some specific things that had their own specific problems. But this idea of just separating, just peacefully saying, you know, check please, I'm out of here. That idea of free people, because they're free people, being able to and actually having an obligation to regularly ask themselves the question, is this where I ought to be? And if they, as adults, as responsible adults, determine that no, this situation is not good for me. It is far too dysfunctional. It is far too destructive of a relationship, of a situation, for me to stay where I am now. That approach, when you start to put things in these very basic, relatable, common sense, relational context, you know, the idea of, well, it's a relationship that we have with Washington, D.C., and it's similar. It's not the same, but it's similar in the sense that you have a relationship with your church leadership, or you have a relationship husband and wife. And if a family, if a husband and wife, that most sacred of institutions, of relationships, have the option of separating in dramatically dysfunctional, destructive situations, then why not in a governmental context or a civil governmental context? Why would Texas or any other state or any other region or group of people not be able and empowered to, at the very least, think out loud and have conversations, discussions about whether or not the idea of separating peacefully should be on the table in a serious way? We're going to be talking a lot about this subject in the future because I think it's going to be gathering momentum and steam as developments unfold throughout 2021 and beyond. So we'll be, I'm sure, tackling a lot of details on this subject. I would really encourage you to read this particular article that's linked below and let me know what you think in the comments section. Please give me your thoughts, not just about this particular article or this situation in Texas, but the subject in general. Should states, should people in any relationship, again, whether it's a business relationship, a church relationship, even marriage, is something like peaceful separation a legitimate concept that applies to all of these relationships? And most importantly, when it comes to thinking of things in a civil governmental context, what was the Founding Fathers' view? Did the Founding Fathers have a view? Did they have an opinion on this? And what was it? It seems fairly obvious to me, but I think we are well served to remind ourselves of what they thought and how the United States of America became the United States of America. More particularly, how the way that we became the United States of America required us to understand and embrace the notion that those states might not always remain united, and that that would not inherently be a bad thing if they decided to go their separate ways. What did the founders think of that? What was their view, and what did they do in light of that view? These are all good questions for us to ask now. If you appreciate things like this, thoughts like this, subjects like this, please do subscribe to the channel, like the video, and share it. Thanks.